By the way, I don't know if you like the suit. I got it from a shop that specialises in clothes for the fuller figure. The shop's called Mr. Fat Bastard.
Cool, blimey, you're a fat cunt, ain't you? Oh, love. Here, Terry, come and look at the state of this tall bastard here. Fuck you. Go on, get some baggy trousers and a stick on red nose for him, ain't you? Oh, blimey, hell. God, he's an ugly cunt, isn't he? Oh, blimey.
Doing this is actually very difficult for me, you know, because I'm actually very shy. No, really. Inside this fat, jolly person, ho, 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 there's a thin, nervous individual screaming to stay there. His name's Roger, and he'd like to be a computer programmer, but he hasn't got the money to get to have his brains removed yet, you know? I've always been very shy, though. You remember when you used to go to the Saturday morning pictures and each of you had your own hero that you wanted to be like, you know, some people wanted to be Roy Rogers, some people wanted to be Trigger. I wanted to be an extra. I used to spend hours standing in front of the mirror, practicing to be an extra. Didn't you used to stand in front of the mirror when you was a kid? You did, didn't you? Yeah, you'd stand there and just your junior wife runs, wouldn't you? Like, looking at yourself going, ooh, you're a lot nicer than them dirty girls, you are, you know. And you get some of your mum's lipstick, wouldn't you? And you put it round your mouth, wouldn't you? And then you draw lines right round your body and round your nipples, wouldn't you? Like, that's right, and round your belly button, you're smiling, it's all coming back now, isn't it? Then you get your underpants, you pull them up tight underneath your armpits, get your dad's crash helmet out the woodshed and jam it on your head really tight, eh? It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Hey, childhood, pretty bad a fucking headaches, eh? Get your industrial gauntlets, you'd pull them on really tight, eh? You're smiling, it's all coming back to you now, eh? Big pair of fishing wellies, pull them up over your thighs, you'd rub Marmite all over your crotch, wouldn't you, eh? That's right. It's all coming back now, and you jump up and down, you bang your head on the wall, and you shout at yourself in Welsh, Yaki da, Yaki da, Yaki da, Yaki da, Yaki! Didn't you? Oh, I feel so cheap. It's actually vitally important that as a comedian I actually make people reassess their own sexual ambiguities. I'd like to delve into sex. I'd like to shock you. I'm not a virgin. I've done it once. I'm not doing it again, I got my head stuck. I still don't know what the fucking bat was for, but anyway. Sorry, I'm getting a bit of a frog in my throat. I keep giving blowjobs to Charles Aznavour. But there was a song in the charts recently, it's a while back now, a song in the charts a while back about racial harmony, about black and white people living together side by side in perfect racial harmony, together side by side on pianos. Now, I might be a bit fucking stupid-like, you know what I mean? But regarding the fascist nature of monopoly capitalism, pianos aren't going to solve nothing, you know what I mean? Now, I've got a piano, I've got a Yamaha, it's on the side of the motorbike.